Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, maximize your business and your profits by cross-selling. We've put together a list of tips to help you get started. ASG Episode 20, Tips for Cross-Selling Medicare Products, written by Paige Engel. When a person goes dress shopping, a good sales associate helps them pick the perfect one. A great sales associate helps them pick the perfect one and pick the matching shoes, earrings, and purse. The same goes for insurance. When clients request a quote on a certain product, they may not be thinking about other coverages they need, but you certainly can. By offering your clients other great products, you'll not only build a client base that trusts you, you'll be building your commissions too. Here are four tips to get you started on cross-selling. 1. Know your products. This may seem too simple to be a tip, but how can you sell a product you don't understand? You may not be trying to cross-sell, but what happens when your client asks about annuities or long-term care and you're only prepared for Medicare? If you're not prepared, you may lose a sale. Stock your portfolio with great products and then take the time to understand how they relate to your other offerings and your customers' needs. 2. Read your client's needs. If you don't take the time to understand your client, you won't be able to pitch them products they may actually go for. Take the time to develop a relationship with your client. Listen to their story and pick out the important details. These may be the key to offering coverage that your client actually needs or wants. Not only that, offering relevant products alongside establishing rapport is a surefire way to get recommendations and referrals. 3. Have a plan. Cross-selling takes some forethought. If you try to wing it, you might not find success. You may even alienate some of your clients. So be sure to have a well-thought-out strategy for offering products. Think ahead of time about which products and carriers you want to offer, how those products relate to each other, and how they relate to each individual client. We've got a great article to help you learn more about the types of ancillary products you can cross-sell. 4 ancillary cross-sales to show clients you care. You can visit our show notes for the link to that. And remember, don't go into your appointments blind. Practice your pitches in the mirror to make them more natural and test them against other agents who are successful at cross-selling. 4. Go the extra mile. The best way to sell a second product is to sell the first one really well. If your client understands you're an expert who cares about them, they're going to be more open to hearing that second pitch. Make sure your service really benefits your client the first time around, and prove you'll go the extra mile to take care of them. Try things like setting up their first doctor's appointment, or giving them clear expectations about how their policy will work in real-world scenarios. Always answer questions in detail and be available to answer their questions and help file claims. When you're in sales, you aren't just selling coverage or a product, you're selling the solution to a problem. The more effectively you solve your client's problems, the more likely they will come to you again and again to solve their next one. Keep that and the rest of our tips in mind, and cross-selling will be a cinch. Be sure to visit our show notes for links to learn more about building the agent-client relationship, more information on cross-selling, and the ancillary article we mentioned earlier. Our next episode will also focus on cross-selling strategies, so make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss out on the next installment. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else you know will too. We'd love if you took a moment to share this episode, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Feel free to tag us too, Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn, and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thank you for your support. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.